What's good? Welcome back.
What's goody?
Guys, girls, and non-binary folk. To work the podcast, RuPaul's Drag Race Recap. If you're new here and you've never been here before, I'm Maya. He's Brendan.
Yes, I'm legendary.
Anyway, and on this glorious day, we'll be discussing All Stars 6. The Meet the Queens, girl. Meet the Queens.
Oh, are you all ready to get all started? I'm just kidding. But no, for real though. Hi, everybody. How's it going? How's everybody feeling? How's everybody doing? Is everybody ready for this summer? I mean, it's about hot as Satan's ball sack here in North Carolina already. Okay. but Maya, how are you? How are things going?
You know, it's great. It's been a minute since we recorded. You know, it's good to be back. Yes. It's good to talk about the girls. Yes. You know, I got some feelings about the girls already. Yes. But it's great that we have some Drag Race too, because we had a little bit of a lull there. But it's great we really didn't, because we had some international seasons come on. And but I haven't really been watching. Like, I haven't watched Down Under. I watched like the first two episodes, but I don't know. I kind of lost interest after that.
I haven't watched. I'm not caught up on the international Mm-mm. seasons that are out right now, I must confess. But yeah, I'm very pumped up for the season of All Stars to start. I don't know about you. I don't know.
Okay, that was so ugly.
I know. But anyway, I'm glad to hear you're doing good.
Yeah. Do you have any updates on your life? I feel like last time we talked, you said that you were looking at some new job possibilities. That's what you said last time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, last time we were talking, I was just, you know, going through it. And, you know, still always am, always and forever. But the last time we talked, I didn't have a client under contract. So that's exciting news in my life. I have a client under contract currently. And they'll hopefully, if everything goes smoothly, we'll be closing at the end of July.
Oh.
So, I know, but that's the name of the game. So got to do what you got to do. But that's exciting. So that's some news in my life. But other than that, literally same old, same old. I had a fun-filled weekend. I celebrated two of my friends' birthdays this weekend.
Fun-filled.
And I got lit-titty last night, yesterday, really. It was a day party, so, like, at somebody's house, like a brunch.
Y'all are a lot. Like, I'm too old for that. My body don't react good.
That's what I'm saying. I drank Saturday and Sunday, which not as much anymore. Like, I'm not, like, a weekend warrior anymore as much. So, yeah. The girls were girling. I had a good time though. We'll say that. Well, to say the least.
Girl, what the?
But oh, other news. Maya and I are planning a little fun trip this summer. We're gonna go, you know, get all types of crazy up in Miami this summer. I'm very excited. A couple summers ago. A couple of summers ago, I went Key West for a bachelorette party, but I spent 24 hours in Miami the night before. Uh-huh. Actually, it was less than 24 hours. And when I tell you that small window of time. Ooh, Miami.
Ew.
Yeah, I mean, I got like more like lit and had a like crazier time in the like 8 hours I was in Miami than I did in like this 72 hours in Key West.
Yeah, mostly prepare myself.
Yeah, so you need to get, I mean, because like Miami is like, it's just, don't stop. And yeah, yeah, you better get ready because it just, it don't stop. It just doesn't, does not stop. Especially now that everybody's like trying to get all back out in the world and like hands on my knees and my ass with that shit or whatever. Meg Thee Stallion be singing these days. Everybody's trying to get out there and dance to that song and everything. It's going to be one for the books.
Girl, not me. I woke up and my knee was hurting this morning. I said, I didn't even do nothing. Why my knee hurt? Just one though. Not both. Just one. What? How does that make sense? Why? Why? God.
Because we get old.
Don't say that.
We're getting old.
You know what? I was thinking, I think it was yesterday. I was thinking about turning 30. I was about turning 30 and I was like, you know what? I used to think 30 was old and now I'm like, 30 ain't that bad, you know?
I actually legitimately had a conversation about age with my friends. I think it was literally last night at the party. And I genuinely do not think about age. Like,
but I also think it's different for men as well, though. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, it is because I think society definitely puts more of a time stamp on women's lives than it does men's.
Yeah.
You're definitely not wrong. But then just in general for me, like, I truthfully don't know how old anybody is. Like, I don't
First of all, we know.
I don't know how old know how old my mom is. I barely, and not even, not literally, not
I just
even,
want to know this. Brendan has always been this way. This is not new.
I know their birthdays. That's, it's different. I know their I know their birthdays, but I don't know. But I barely know literally how old. I know my grandmother's turning 90 because told that it's her 90th celebration this year.
That's a big birthday too.
Yeah. Other than that, I know how old my cousin is and my brother is because I know exactly the years apart we are. So I'll always know how old my brother is off rip because he's 6 years older than me. But other than that, like literally, I barely know how old my dad is. I barely know how old any of my uncles and aunts are. You know what I mean? I barely know how old, what definitive age my friends are. Like all of them, if you lined them all up, I would probably be right most of the time.
All around the same age though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like I probably could get it right, right? I would be very close, but I genuinely just don't. And it's not even because I don't care. It's literally because I just, like, what is age? What is it? I mean, not to get real deep and like down a rabbit hole, but like,
oh Lord,
what the fuck is age? And what is it?
Girl, the turns around the sun, girl. The turns around the sun.
It is, but like your turns around the sun are irrelevant because your turn could end in a minute. So you could be 90 years old or you could be 20 years old. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. It's just morbid, but like, I just think age is like, yeah, pay attention to it, pay attention to your health, and at least have a good timestamp of where you are in life.
Say, pay attention to your health, girl. You know, COVID will fuck this all up,
but you know, just I don't know, stop putting so much emphasis on age. I feel like people get like freaked out by getting old, and it's better, you know, getting old is better than the alternative.
I think I need to do a juice cleanse before we go to Miami.
Well, bitch, I need to fucking get me a waist trainer.
Something. Fuck.
Shit, I needed to get me one. Are they still doing them fit tees, bitch? I need to get me some fit tees.
The doozies? I don't know about that.
The detox tees. Remember Kim Kardashian, all them bitches?
Yeah, them doodle tees. That's what you want. That's what they gonna do to you. I don't know about that. I just, something. This, you know, after.
I'm gonna go get a 360 lipo. Fuck around.
I just feel like everything is lifted, you know, everybody can go outside, but like everything happened so quickly that I wasn't prepared for what was happening. They didn't let me know. So I'm dumbfounded. I'm blindsided. I'm bamboozled is what I feel.
The CDC said, bitch, surprise, hot girl summer in full effect.
And I was like, scrambling. Right. I'm scrambling. I didn't know what to do.
Oh my God. What do I do? Somebody get me a fucking dumbbell or something.
If somebody give me a Peloton. I can't afford that. Also, I have no place to put it.
Also, I've heard, we don't have to get into it, but I've heard Pelotons are not worth it.
I've heard a lot of people like Peloton.
But I've heard, but also, yeah, but I've also heard a lot of people say they love it. So what is the tea?
You heard the treadmill was killing kids?
Excuse me? The Peloton treadmill?
Yeah. Some little boy got stuck underneath it. He died. What? But also, like, but this was not the little boy who passed away, but they had a video of a little boy. He was maybe like 2 or 3, maybe. And I think his sister was like 5. Mm-hmm. Why did the parents have the Peloton in the playroom though? Like, of the kids? Why so the kids think it's a toy? Because why did you have it in the playroom? You know what I'm saying? Like, why? Anyway, yeah. They showed him and he got mollywopped by the damn treadmill.
Oh, wait, because like did it like fall or did it like was he stuck like, under
you know
it?
How treadmills like... have that little the thing that you pull? I don't think they had that before. You know the thing that you pull when you're on a treadmill and it makes it like automatically stop?
Yeah.
But something like that or something, he was playing on it and it turned on. I don't know how a very, very small child did that, but somehow it turned on and like he got fucking mollywopped by it. But, you know, maybe you shouldn't put a treadmill on a kid's playroom. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the best idea, but
just
definitely letting... that's sad but crazy. I mean, what the fuck, Peloton, get that figured out.
I also didn't even know they had treadmills until I heard that story, but anyway,
right. anyway
girl, we're already on All-Star season 6. How did we get here so fast? Like, it was literally two years ago, but now we're already on 6. Like, there was like no All-Stars.
I did think about that.
No All-Stars, 2, and then now All-Stars every year.
And then, like, people don't even really think about the time gap between All-Stars 1 and 2. That was years on end. Yes,
it was.
That was a long time. So the fact that, like, we've been getting, you know, what, it was like 2, then 3, then 4, then 5, and then now 6. 5 was a really short season, though. I noticed that the other day. I was looking at it on I was looking at it on Amazon Prime, like video on my thing, and it was not that many episodes. It was like 9 episodes. So I mean, that's, I don't know.
It also had 2 winners. Maybe that has something to do with it too. Oh, maybe not. I don't know.
No, was it less? That girl? Was Shea. That was Shea Coulee season. So maybe.
Oh,
it was less,
that's
girls.
Right. Sorry, I forgot about the Shea Coulee one. Sorry. Yeah.
Maybe it was. I don't know, but it like they fucking said. Bitch, bye. But I'm really curious to see. I mean, the reasons for the season we're here to talk about, obviously, as you know, based on the title, Meet the Queens for All Stars season 6 of RuPaul's Drag Race. And literally, as I said that, I lost my train of thought. But
okay, what is your? Because I have some thoughts. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna say my thoughts first about this cast.
Oh,
you know. There is like 100+ Rue Girls at this point, right? Mm-hmm. Spanning over 13 seasons, mm-hmm. more than 10 years of people mm-hmm. that have been on RuPaul's Drag Race, okay? At this point, is it really necessary that we have girls that have been on more than one season of Drag Race, more than one season of All Stars, girls that... Did nobody ask? Girls said, ain't nobody on the face of the earth asked to be on this program. Not one soul said, you know who I want to see on All Stars? This person. You know, I don't really understand the logic behind it. I just feel like there are so many girls that I would love to see on my TV screen again that are not really given the opportunity to do so. And I don't, like... I'm all for if somebody was on an earlier season of All-Stars and they come back for another one, but like, can we wait until we're at like season 10 to do that? Like, why are we doing that at season 6? You know what I mean? It just mm-hmm. doesn't really make sense to me. I don't get it.
Oh, and then like, we've done it before season 6 too on All-Stars.
Literally, I mean, like, we started it like season fucking 3 or 4. I'm like, well, you know, why? It's weird. I don't get it.
Well, no, they started, because who on All-Stars... Wasn't somebody on All-Stars 2 on All-Stars 1 or no?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah, either way, though, I think, well, okay. So I do think that this cast is a little bit more diverse in terms of seasons than
yes, that's
the
true.
Last one, I mm-hmm. think, maybe. I think this is given, and it's giving a lot of different queens that and a lot of different styles of queens. But I can agree with you that it's like we do have so many queens. So we have over 100 queens, well over 100 queens in the Drag Race, just the Drag Race circuit.
Right.
And I understand they're not bringing international girls in because they're probably waiting to do an international All-Stars. My whole thing is like, why does Eureka need three chances? Why does, you know, we can really get into it when we start talking about them individually, but like, I agree with you. Why does somebody like Ginger Minge, who was on
I wasn't gonna say their names, but he said it.
I mean, I'm not, because I'm not saying like directing hate, but because like I think they're, Eureka and Ginger Minge are both great queens and very talented, but it's like, I don't know, we can get into it when we get into it, but I just feel like Ginger wasn't even on a season that didn't do well. Like, people who come back from All Stars 1, I get, because that shit was it was a chop, darling.
It was tragic, if you will.
But if you were on All, especially if you were on All Stars 2, bitch.
Like, you aight.
Bitch, if you were on All Stars 2, that was the best season of Drag Race probably almost ever.
Right.
So, like, just be okay. And just be quiet.
But it's like, is it at that point, is it the, it's not the queen's fault, because why is casting calling them in the fucking first place?
But then it also begs, like, it does beg the question. There is a question that is the gray area here, which is how many queens have been called who have said no.
That's very true.
So there is, there
that's
is,
very true.
There is that aspect of the equation that we don't know.
Right.
We could probably find out based on people who have said so in interviews and such.
Oh, yeah.
But like Pearl, I think they wanted Pearl to come back at one point, but she definitely ain't coming back now.
I know people like Kim Chi have said that they are not willing to come back on All Stars. Laganja said that she's not willing to come back on All Stars. There are many queens who they probably have gotten the call before and are just not interested in doing that at this point in time.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, like, there's probably so many. I guarantee you they probably called Katya back and she's probably like, no.
Right. Like, for what?
You know what I mean? Like, that's a whole thing of the equation. It could be a very small number of queens, but it could be literally like of those 100 people, 30 queens have said absolutely not.
I don't know if that many. There's probably a few, but
you know what I mean?
Especially after COVID.
But especially it's different fandom these days. It's different. So people, maybe they're like, I ain't entering this ring. I'm okay where I'm at. Yeah. I'm still a drag queen for a living. Let me not expose myself to something that I don't necessarily need to be exposed to.
Yeah. Because the girls on the internet do the most, so.
Yeah. So there's a lot of gray area in terms of why maybe there some queens haven't come back, or why maybe casting hasn't called people, or maybe they have called people and they just have said no. I don't know. But I can absolutely 100% agree with you in saying I do wish that while I will get to it, but I am extremely excited for this fucking cast, I will say.
Yes. There's some I could do a hard pass on.
Yeah.
Looking through it, I'm extremely excited to see some of these queens got a second chance on the TV screen. I'm very excited about it.
As a collective,
the girls already know who I'm talking about. The girls already
know. Oh, yeah. The girls know, because the girls are agreeing. And then my thing is like,
well,
my thing is too, is like, this season, I genuinely, my first thought that I had when I saw this cast was, I don't even know who the fuck gonna win.
Me neither, actually.
And that is what I came here for, bitch. Last season of All Stars, everybody knew.
Right. I mean, I feel like ever since season 2, every season, like,
Alaska walked in, we were like, okay,
well, okay, who's fucking winning this
even one? All the other queens were like, okay.
Trixie walked in, we were like, oh fuck, who's gonna win this one?
As soon as she got to the top, even like before she got to the top three, everybody was like, oh yeah, Trixie's gonna win. And then when it got down to her and Kennedy, I was like, okay, yeah, Trixie's gonna win.
What season was that?
That was 3.
Who
Trixie won 3.
Okay. See, girls, there's
Alaska
too many.
Alaska won 2. And then 4, we got Trinity and Monet, which when walking into that season, I knew Trinity was going to be a winner or the winner.
I did as well. there was no doubt in my mind.
And then season 5, like I just said, Shay, we all fucking knew was going to win. So
we knew.
This season, I am very happy because RuPaul has given us such a group of like power horses and people who are so like good at what they do. So it's going to be really good. I can hope and pray and just expect that it's going to be good. Like these girls, for all of the hype that these girls have around them and like what they had in their season, they're all like very, there's a lot of hype around almost all of these, except for Serena Dodger. But that's another thing. And I'm going to get to that because I have some things to say. My name is Jasmine Masters and I have something to say.
So you ready to get into these girls?
Into these motherfucking girls.
All right, girl. So first up, we have a curious scene. Davenport from season 11. And if we recall, Akiria made it to top four of her season.
She's also a fellow follower of the podcast now.
I forgot that was a thing, but Brendan won't let you forget. I forgot that was a thing.
No, bitch, I will not.
So I am very excited to see Akiria back, a person who I think is very deserving to be on All Stars.
We've both been saying that shit.
Yeah, I think on her season, she was very underrated. I think because she was a pageant queen. And I just think that there were a lot of other very large personalities, aka Silky Nutmeg Ganache, that was also on her season, that really took a lot of screen time away from some of the other girls, I think. So really excited to see Akiria. I love her as a queen. I think her aesthetic is amazing. She's really talented in a lot of different areas. Fashion is beautiful. She's a really good performer. She's very good at acting. She has really good one-liners and is really charismatic. So very excited to see her back on All Stars.
Yes. She gives the give too when it comes to a little drama. Her and Raja and all of them, you know, I mean, they make some good TV too. I agree with everything literally you just said. I think another reason that maybe Akiria was doubted in her season was because Akiria was a little slow off the starting line. She like wasn't so quick to be so like a fan favorite, but then she quickly did once she kind of opened up and really kind of embraced herself. And I'm very excited to see a fully realized Akiria on an All Stars season, because I think she's going to be a one to beat. I know we said we don't know who's going to win, but I think Akiria is going to be a very strong like competitor this season for sure.
Yes, absolutely. We love Akiria, girl, and we're excited to see what you bring this season.
Yes, God. Say hey, Miss Akiria, when you see her.
Next up, we have Eureka. As you all may recall, Eureka was initially on season 9, where she had to depart early with the cheerleading challenge because she popped out her kneecap, and then was invited back to return for season 10, where she was a runner-up to Aquaria. Almost forgot.
And Cameron.
Well, she was a runner-up.
It was the top three.
It definitely was Eureka than Cameron.
Just kidding.
Anyway, so
you're safe.
I admittedly throughout the years have not been the biggest fan of Eureka just as a person. Primarily because of some of the past remarks and actions that she has done, some things that were racist and some things that were transphobic. When the whole Tamisha Iman and Monique Shane thing was happening on Patreon, Bob did this Zoom. First of all, I didn't even know that many. There's 1,000. You can have 1,000 people in a Zoom at one time, right?
That just doesn't seem safe in terms of internet security. Like
So he had this Zoom call that I joined, and I watched pretty much the whole thing.
You're talking about Eureka, right?
No, Bob the Dragon.
Oh, Bob. Okay. Yeah. That's right. I kind of got confused there for a second.
And he was just talking about the situation. He was talking to different people that were in Zoom and stuff. He also said, I'm not talking to any white people about this. So if you're white, turn off your camera. I thought that was the funniest shit I ever heard in my life. And at one point he was talking about just the pressures of what it's like to have fandom and to be a notable person in 2021. and at one point was talking about Eureka and Shangela. And I don't know if anybody recalls, I guess it was a couple months ago when Shangela had that whole thing where she went to Puerto Vallarta during the pandemic and all that.
Yeah. I remember hearing
Bob was just talking about character and actually literally started crying during the Zoom call. It was a lot. Literally started crying and was like, you know, I know these people, I know Eureka and I know Shangela, and I know the things that they've done in their past might have not been the greatest, but they're good people. And I know their intent and I know that they mean well, you know? And so it kind of made me think like, no, do I agree? Also, Eureka's personality is just like a lot for me sometimes. But you know, maybe we all should just have a little bit of grace is what I'm trying to say. You know, don't forget. We don't forget what people do, okay? Mm-hmm. But have a little bit of grace and forgiveness is all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I think we talked about this actually on the podcast before, but I've been trying to recently be more lead from a place more of understanding rather than judgment. And I think sometimes like when you think about people like that, like you're saying, like when you like, yes, they've done questionable things, but maybe like their intentions are pure or not pure, but like they're good people at their core, like Bob was saying, but like, I don't know. Like, it's just, I lost my train of thought, literally. Jesus. Because I got distracted. I heard a noise, literally, and I got distracted.
ADHD.
Literally. But I think sometimes, like, when you, I remember what I was going to say. But I think sometimes it's like you got to realize, like, yes, people act a certain way and it might bother you, but a lot of the times there might be a reasoning behind why people might act that way.
Correct.
That you don't know, you might never know. And if you did know, you might be more understanding of that person's actions.
Right.
Whether
right.
that it does, maybe not in every instance does it excuse it. It just helps people get to more of a place of understanding,
right,
rather than anger and resentment.
Right. And if anyone followed Eureka when they lost their mom, that was like heartbreaking. If you followed mm-hmm. them on social media and just like, would post about their mom every single day and everything. And when she passed, that was really sad. So,
yeah, if you ask me, I mean, I think Eureka is a very talented queen. Mm-hmm. I think Eureka brings a lot to this competition. I think if of queens who have been maybe caught up in some shit in the past, who have tried to make things right, I feel like Eureka is one of the maybe more genuine.
Right.
Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But based on perception, she seems like she does come from a pace of being genuine. I do think that if you ask me again, like I said, I think she's another one who is like, it could be her time to win. Just because, I don't know, third motherfucking time, I don't know. Sometimes when it's the third timers for these queens, that's when I'm starting to think like it's you, like Shangela. I was like, okay, I hope to God she fucking win. You know what I mean? But we got what? How we got two, three times?
Jesus Christ, yeah.
So that they're gonna have to battle that out.
So next up we have Jan. Actually, next up is Ginger Minj for going alphabetical order. So next up,
I just did it in order of like how they appeared on the like when they revealed them.
Also, Ginger Minj isn't on here, so I will talk about Ginger Minj. Her picture's not on here.
She's not.
No.
Again, it says Google Doc that was messing with my life today. Literally, oh my god, I'm gonna literally choke out Google.
Next up is Ginger Minj. So as we all recall, Ginger Minj was on season 7, Relic Tragedy season, and was a runner-up. It wasn't Pearl, she was definitely the runner-up. And then we had right after that season All-Stars 2, where she didn't fare so well. She placed pretty low in the competition
when she was said that, oh, When she yelled about being sent home and then confessed that she would have volunteered herself to go home over Katya. Yeah, that part.
Skinny bop. I like Ginger Minj. She's not one of my favorite queens of all time, but she's very talented. I think she's very funny, very witty. I feel like she brings something different when she's on Drag Race. I don't really know how to explain it. Maybe it's her humor. I don't really know how to explain it. But I feel
she's
like
just she, like, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
I feel like I was just like expounding on what you were saying, but I was just going to say, I feel like she's just a classic in the best way possible, like good drag queen.
Yeah.
Like the comedy, like the looks, and she's gotten better with her looks too over the years, like her makeup and everything. So I definitely love Ginger. She wasn't my like favorite on her season, just because I thought she was too focused on tearing down queens because of their age and aesthetic rather than just doing well in the competition, if you ask me. And on All Stars 2, I think she kind of realized that, and she definitely was like, she was just funny in Ginger in All Stars 2. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited to see her back for All Stars 6. I think like you said, I wish more queens had chances rather than queens who've been on literally 12 times.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I enjoy Ginger and I love her confessionals. I think she's like always pretty funny on the confessionals. So yeah. Looking forward to her.
And then next up is Jan. Jan was on season 12, another person that didn't really fare that well in the competition. If you ask me, was very wrongfully eliminated when she was. Excited to see Jan. I think that not only her makeup, but her looks have really evolved in the short time between season 12 and now. I don't really know when this was filmed, so I don't know how long in between season 12 and this was filmed. It might have been right after. I honestly don't know. Again, another queen that's extremely talented, good singer, good dancer, good actor. I don't really remember Jan being that like good in like confessionals or anything like that.
No.
Or really bringing any drama or anything like that. But again, super talented, and I think will be a really good competitor in the competition.
Mm-hmm, definitely. I think she, based on her like interview and the whole Meet the Queens thing, it sounds like she realized her downfalls in her season of being too in her head and to like trying to just do the absolute most at all times, which like she was trying to do in season 12. And we all know that I wasn't the biggest fan of Jan's looks based on my critiques. But I see her on Instagram and I know that I have seen that she has taken her looks up. And so I'm excited. And I really love her promo look a lot.
Yeah, I do too. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. I saw I think they made like stickers out of it and I was like, I want one.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a designer that has probably been on Drag Race before, but I just can't pin it.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
Do it.
Also, shout out to fucking Tina Burner for the inspo.
Burner is fucking quaking at home. She's
right.
Like, fuck
Tina
y'all.
Burner is pissed, right? He said, all y'all fucking hoes.
But the thing is, Tina Burner would never look this good in any of these colors. So right. There's
basically,
also that.
Basically, literally Tina Burner. Never mind. Let me not be rude.
That's so stupid. So next up, we have who I'm extremely excited to see on All Stars. Is Jiggly Caliente. So if we all recall, Jiggly was on season 4, Sharon Needle season. Also didn't fare very well in the competition. Was very young at the time when season 4, season 4 was how long ago? How many years ago was that? Maybe it wasn't that young, actually. I didn't realize that Jiggly was this age. She's 38. I didn't realize that she was, thought she was younger than that. She looks younger than that. But Jiggly gave us some very iconic moments, in Drag Race. Girl, when she was talking about her boat was going to Saint-Tropez, when she had that fucking Nicki Minaj-esque runway. Jiggly is iconic, so fucking iconic. And it is.
And she got in a fight with LaShawn Beyond or whatever.
So good. Just so.
That's overdue. Where it's not RuPaul's best friend race, Casey.
Right.
For the girls who don't know.
calm down. Very overdue to be on All Stars, I think. And I also just don't think, well, never mind, because Jiggly does a lot of stuff that's not Drag Race related. Mm-hmm. I was going to say that hasn't really been involved in a lot of Drag Race since her season, but was on Pose, has done a lot of other acting gigs and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So very yeah. excited, and also really excited to have trans women on the show.
Yeah,
so,
and very, very excited about that. I am so excited to see her runways.
Yeah, I don't really know what Jiggly gives now. I don't really know. I don't really know.
I am so excited to see her elevated runway looks, for sure. I think it's safe to say that all of the queens that have been on this season, or that are going to be on this season, I think it's safe to say that they have elevated themselves, all of them, for the most part. Most of them do, but I feel like it's all of these ones who are on this season, for the most part, are pretty, like, have exceptionally stepped their cookies up.
So next we have Kylie Sonique Love, otherwise known as just Sonique. Sonique is from season 2, very, very early season. Also didn't really felt very, I keep saying that, but a lot of them just didn't fare well in their seasons. Love Sonique. I watched her on YouTube. She made a video. Why am I acting like I'm old? She made a vlog series about her gender reassignment surgery, and I watched it, and it was very, very educational for anybody who is interested and doesn't really know the ins and outs of that kind of thing and then what it entails and everything like that. I found it very, very fascinating, very educational, and very eye-opening. So I encourage anybody. And it's not really like graphic or anything like that. I know some people, like, if it shows any kind of surgery, people are like, nah. Doesn't really show anything like that. I really liked it. And I think I really fell in love with Sonique when I watched that, with her personality and everything like that. She's very country. She got a little country accent. I love it. Also, I think Sonique is fucking stunning. She's so fucking stunning. Jesus.
Serving body, face, everything. Like, she is gorgeous.
Yes. I think until recent years, I think Sonique was very overlooked in the Drag Race community. Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people really gave her flowers like she deserved. But I'm really glad that she's back on All Stars. And she's a performer. Yes. And I'm glad that a lot of younger Drag Race fans and people that are newer to the fandom are going to get to know her mm-hmm. through All Stars. I'm just really, really excited. And again, another trans woman on the show. So we love to see
always
it.
Good for representation. And like you said, I'm just so excited. This is another one where I'm so excited to see the runways. I'm so excited because she brings looks too, bitch. Mm-hmm. So I am just so excited to see it all. I get really excited to see the ones who I don't see the most, like yes. Jiggly. I'm very excited yes. to see Jiggly. I'm very excited to see her. I'm very excited. We'll get to her too, but I'm very excited to see Serena Chacha just because I don't know what the fuck she's about for the most part.
You guys, it's only you, but.
No Sade.
Stupid. So next up is Pandora Box. Pandora is another one that's been in multiple seasons. She was on All Stars 2, where she finished 5th and was also voted Miss Congeniality. And then in All Stars 1, she was voted off first. Was she voted off first? All Stars 1? I think. Maybe?
Yeah, probably. Sure. No, on her season, she finished 5th.
Yeah.
On All Stars 1, she finished, or she got eliminated first.
First.
I don't even fucking think about that shit.
Me neither. But I'm almost. And I forget who was our partner. I forget, but I think they got eliminated first.
She was pissed.
Yeah, if I'm wrong, I apologize, but mm-hmm. I think that's what happened. So I'm not really a connoisseur of Pandora Box or her drag or anything like that.
She's funny.
Yeah, I don't really follow her on social media or anything like that.
Me either.
So I'm excited to see what she brings. I think that she can bring some drama, which I'm excited mm-hmm. about. But yeah, I'm excited to see her fashions. I like this reveal look, so I'm excited to see her. Yeah, the reveal look is
cute, not gonna mm-hmm. lie. It's not, I don't think anybody looked bad. Literally, I don't think
no, I don't think so.
Bad at all. I think everybody's looks were actually really fucking nice. Jiggly, I don't think we talked about Akira's was extra as fuck, but I live for it. Eureka's, bitch, could you just imagine Eureka walking in that thing?
First of all, she was probably 7 feet tall, number one.
That's what I'm saying.
Tall as hell.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, this is not even shade, but just glamazon, bitch. Jan, we love, we lived, we talked about her. Jiggly, she looks stunning, absolutely stunning. Absolutely stunning. And then Kylie, Sonique Love, looks amazing. Body, yada, yada, yada. Pandora, like you said, I like it. I like the color. I like the hair. And I'm very excited to see her looks. We'll see what she brings to the table. And I'm excited to see her comedy, and I hope she makes it to Snatch Game. But yeah. Snatch Game is usually like the second episode.
I feel like. It's pretty early on in All Stars because there's less girls,
So I'm very excited to see if she makes it to Snatch Game because she's just one of those ones who is good at that, those challenges.
Yeah.
If it's an acting challenge heavy season, Pandora could make it far.
Yeah. And next up is Raja O'Hara from season 11. Also didn't really do well. I think that
didn't
had,
get portrayed that well either.
Yes. I think that had a lot to do with a lot of the drama that was going on during that season. Again, if we remember, season 11 was, you know, Evie Oddly, Silky, Plastique Tiara. It was that season. Akira was also on that season. Scarlet Envy was also part of some of the drama, who was also on this cast. It was a very, very drama heavy season. And I think Raja was in a lot of that drama. Mm-hmm. So I think in the fan base, a lot of people did not perceive her very well. And I hope that now that she gets to come back, maybe she could evade all of that drama and really show who she is and who she is as a performer. To be completely honest with you, thinking about it, thinking back, I can't really recall any look or anything like that that she did, because all I can remember is the stuff that happened in like Untucked and things like that. So I guess a lot of that stuff really overshadowed what she actually brought to the competition. So hopefully this time we can actually see Raja being a competitor and a performer and see what she can give.
Yeah, agreed. I hope she doesn't I don't even want to say drama, because I feel like it's just like she would just get so angry over nothing half the time. Well, I don't know. Actually, let me not say that, because I don't know the whole story. I mean, we only saw what was shown. Mm-hmm. But either way, I hope she just, like you said, I hope she focuses on the competition and herself and the looks that she brings and everything like that, rather than being in drama, because like you said, that's kind of all that we remember about her anyway.
Yeah.
This look though, I love it.
Yeah, I do too. The purple don't really go with the theme, but I mean,
no, yeah, that she's like kind of the one who,
well, I and Jan, like, what Joan has, Jan, little Jan has purple on too, so
yeah, I guess it's like her and Jan kind of are on but I feel like everybody's very cohesive except for Raja and Jan. Well, yeah. Jan fits it because it's like Phoenix. She's like an actual Phoenix. But like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's still a good look though.
Yeah, I like it. So next up is Scarlet Envy. Again, there's a lot of season 11 queens on this cast. Scarlet Envy, I think for her season, in my opinion, I think is another one who went home too soon. Mm-hmm. I think that she was eliminated when she didn't need to be. She was in the bottom two also when she didn't need to be. I thought Scarlett's looks were they were good in theory, but not in practice, a lot of them. Scarlett also makes great TV because she's one of those girls who's fucking delusional as hell, so it just she has that like delusion, like fantasy land kind of thing, which I think is funny to watch, because you're like, girl, what you talking about? They don't even know. So I'm excited to see what she brings. I'm excited to see the dynamic of all the other girls that are also on season 11. If there's going to be some old drama that comes up, if there's going to be some, you know, tensions, because girl, we love to see it.
I have a confession to make. I fucking live for Scarlett's looks. Especially the way she paints her face. I have to admit, I think she, I agree with you. I thought she got eliminated way too early on her season. I don't think she deserved to be eliminated when she did. But I'm very excited to see her looks, because with her, I loved them before, but with her being elevated, like, and improving her makeup skill, I love the way she beats her face. Like, I just live for it. But I'm excited to see what an elevated version of her looks that I already did like is going to look like.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know if she's going to do well in the competition, honestly, but
I don't know either, honestly.
I'm excited to see what she brings.
Yeah, I don't know if she'll, I don't know if she'll be in the top. I don't know, but yeah. like you just said, I'm excited.
Because we know she can't dance. Because I remember that part. I know her ass can't dance for shit. I recall that.
Maybe she got lessons, bitch. Maybe she got lessons. You
can't.
Know.
You saw the rhythm, the moves. You can't teach that.
Don't talk about it.
All right. So next up was Serena Chacha. So Serena Chacha was on season 5. Season 5 was Bianca's season. Okay. She
got powerhouse.
So
that season. Ugh.
When Serena Chacha was on RuPaul's Drag Race, she was only 21 years old at the time. She said that she went to fucking go to NYU or some shit.
Yeah.
Design school. The girls roasted the shit out of her. Whatever. Because nothing else was to the story. So, number one question. Did you hear about the drama between Serena Chacha and Akiria Davenport?
I did not know.
So, apparently, also, you guys can look this up on YouTube. The full Instagram Live is on YouTube if you would like to look at it. Apparently... and I think it's alluding to this photo shoot that we're looking at right now. So the reveal looks. Akiria contacted Serena because Serena makes wigs. She has like a whole Instagram. She just makes wigs for people. They're pretty nice wigs too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did see that.
Akiria contacted Serena to make her wig for this reveal look. Long story short, Akiria got the wig. It was boo-boo busted. Serena had Akiria pay for the wig in full before she received the wig. So once Akiria got it and was like, this shit is crusty, it's busted. Serena did not give her all of her money back. Basically, that's what happened. So ripped her the fuck off is what I'm trying to say. Which, number one, how are you gonna do it to somebody that was on your season? Like, y'all are supposed to be sisters. Number two, maybe there was some drama between them during the season. I'm not sure. Number three, bitch, like, how you gonna rip off somebody that's like so what? That's so stupid. I just don't understand. Pay people they fucking, like, if you do some fucked up shit, pay people they fucking money. Like,
right, just be a good, like, I don't understand why people in today's society where the internet runs rampant with things and cancel culture is just way out there, I don't understand why people run their business like shadily,
right?
Or like,
you're gonna get got
or jip people or like fucking, like, I don't know, like, I just don't get that. Like, why do you do shit like that? Because you know it's just going to get exposed in the end of the day,
right? So this is my thing with Serena Chacha. Nobody ever in the 13, 14 years of Drag Race, nobody ever said, you know who I want to see back on All Stars? Serena Chacha. Nobody ever said that. Not one soul except for Serena Chacha said that. So why is she on this season? I'm honestly not sure. To be honest with you, I'm really not interested to see Serena Chacha on the screen. I mean, the girl is there, so I'm gonna have to look at her and see her fashions. Hopefully, you know, it's been literally 8-9 years since she's been on Drag Race, so hopefully she is matured by then. I ain't got nothing else to say because I don't really care, but yeah, that's it. Yeah,
I don't really care about her. I'm only excited to see what she brings just because I don't even know anything about her.
Right.
But other than that, yeah, not really. I don't expect her to go far. Maybe it's just for drama. I don't fucking know.
Right. Drama. Maybe for she... what? Girl, she don't even know nobody. Damn.
Well, you know, she didn't know nobody the her season, and they
you right
her for filth.
More like Bianca were her filth always.
Literally, they literally destroyed her season.
They did. They were like, girl, if you don't shut the hell up and sit down somewhere.
That like actually low key, it was kind of mean.
But she was doing a lot, Brendan. You know, she was doing a lot.
She was, but like, it was kind of mean.
You like, little girl, if you don't sit the hell down somewhere.
Like they literally, there was like 12 of them against her, just one after the other, just reading her to the ground. It was like people like detox, fucking Alyssa. Like those are the people she was in the room with. Girl, no, she stood no chance. And that poor girl was a little baby fawn in the middle of a lion's den.
Well,
it was kind of mean.
Check yourself out the door, girl. Check yourself out the door.
She probably gonna come correct this time around because, you know, there's people like Silky in this room. And, you know, Silky, fucking.
Speaking of Silky.
Chuck your ass against the wall, bitch.
Speaking of Silky. Silky Nutmeg Ganache. Nutmeg Ganache. From season 11, finished in the top four.
Tastes good.
So. Admittedly, I'm not the biggest fan of Silky Nutmeg Ganache. I'm still really not the biggest fan of Silky Nutmeg Ganache in 2021. I think it's kind of unfortunate, honestly. A lot of people fell in love with Silky during her Meet the Queens interview. People were like, oh my God, I love this person, love her personality. You know, this is a big girl who could possibly win RuPaul's Drag Race. And then when we actually got into the competition, people were like, wait a minute. When she picked
what's up, really going
when
on?
She picked up Miley Cyrus, everybody was like, girl, bye. That was too much. It was far too much.
She was doing the absolute from start to finish.
Like,
her money was not being put where her mouth was.
No,
not at all. Like literally she was like, oh, I'm doing so good and I could lip sync for my life, and every lip sync she did was not,
was boo-boo garbage, it. Girl, boo-boo garbage.
So with that being said, makes way for a perfect redemption story.
Yep, absolutely.
So she better bring it, the house down boots, mama, yes god. That's all I gotta say.
All right, that was a lot. Next up, talking about redemption, Trinity K. Bonet. Trinity was also on season six. Is there a season six called on there? She only won. Sorry, I was thinking season five. Season six.
Yes, season.
I lied. Sorry. Five was. Did I say that was Bianca? Because I lied. Five was
Jinx.
I'm sorry, Surya Chacha. Five was Jinx. I apologize. Six was Bianca. Because we all know, she said, what is it that you do?
What is it that you do well?
Well.
Or something.
Answer quickly. Like,
let me ask you something that's fair.
So Trinity was definitely an underdog in her season. I think she was really, really in her head a lot of the season. You can tell she had a lot of inner demons when it came to a lot of different things. Her performance, her appearance. And so I think that really affected her in the competition. I do think that Trinity is an amazing performer.
One of the best lip syncs.
Honestly.
In Drag Race history.
Honestly. So I'm excited to see her perform again. I'm excited to see what she brings to things like the talent show. I'm really excited for that. This look right here is Stanoche. I love it.
Yes.
So I'm excited to see what she brings to the runways as well. I think that she has the ability to be a really, really tough competitor. We'll see where her mindset is at, though. Yes. I don't know. But hopefully she is confident within herself this time.
I love how every single queen, for the most part, was like, I am excited this time around because a bitch has money.
Truly, honestly,
I mean, I get, because like that's the tea, but like I love how they always love to be like, money doesn't make a great queen.
Stupid.
And then when they come on for All Stars, it's like, I'm so excited to bring my runways and everything because, bitch, I'm wealthy now and I have designers in my bag. And it's just like, it's true and I love it and it's funny, but it's just like, it's funny how the dynamic changes from their first season to All Stars, where in their regular seasons, they're always trying to tell the queens, you don't need money, you can do it all on your own and you can be whoever you want to be. And then on All Stars, they're all like, yes, bitch, I got coin, I'm gonna get me my crown now.
That's it. I ain't mad at it.
Right. Do what you do, boo. Do what right. you do.
And finally, running out the cast, we have Yara Sofia. She was from season three. So that was Raja's season. Finished fourth, was also Miss Congeniality of the season, and then came back for All Stars 1. Really excited to see somebody like Yara Sofia. I think a lot of the Puerto Rican queens in particular are very looked over for whatever reason. I don't really know why that is. Also, I feel like in recent seasons, there hasn't been a lot of queens that are from Puerto Rico like they did in earlier seasons, which I think is kind of weird. I can't even think in the last two or three seasons, was there anybody that was from Puerto Rico? I don't think so.
Off the top of my head, I can't think of them either. No.
Yeah. But I think Puerto Rican queens are fucking fantastic. So I'm excited to see what Yara Sofia brings. Again, I'm excited that people who are new to the fandom or a little bit younger are going to get a refresher of who she is and what she does.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I am so excited. And she's so funny to me too, which is why I love her. Like, she gives such good sidebar questions. And I honestly think that Yara is one of the she's a strong competitor, and I don't know why people, I don't feel like, count her out sometimes, or like they might not think she has what it takes to win, and it's like, mm-hmm. Don't be fucking sleeping on Miss Yara Sofia. No, she might surprise you, because another thing, he knows how to make RuPaul laugh the fucking
house. That's all you gotta do. Make RuPaul laugh. That's all you got to do.
When he did that Amy Winehouse, bitch, what? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I live. But yeah, I'm excited to see Yara. I like Yara because I feel like her looks are always extra. Always some crazy hair or something different. Very hair show. Very just over the top. So I'm very excited. I'm very excited to see what she brings, knowing her over the top nature. I'm excited to see that on an All Stars, stage, darling.
Me too. Okay, Brendan. So quickly, quickly.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Within 30 seconds, who's your top three of All Star Season 6? Go.
Okay, Akiria, Eureka, and Jan.
Right. Sorry. I got Akiria. I got Eureka, definitely, girl, and maybe maybe Trinity K. Bonet.
Okay, I feel that. Literally, I panicked, and that's, I guess, just my genuine gut reaction. So there we go. We have to wait. We need to mark this down so we can know our predictions.
He said he has to mark this down, y'all.
Please hold, darling. All Stars predictions. I said Akiria, Eureka, and Jan. And then you said Akiria, Eureka, and Trinity, Miss Trinity K. Bonet, darling.
So overall, I'm really excited about this season. Again, I think it's a really, really strong cast. Even through some of the previous, oh my God. Did you see the preview? Did you see who's gonna be a guest judge?
Because there's
bitch
Charlie XCX or
Charlie XCX is going to be a fucking guest judge of RuPaul's Drag Race. Do you know how fucking iconic that is? If they don't lip sync to Room Room, I'm going to be fucking livid.
I just won't come to the rest of the episodes.
Oh God, I just can't wait. I can't wait.
Yeah, it looks like there were some really good guest judges this season. I can't remember a couple of the other ones.
They got Miss Tina on there, bitch. They got Miss Tina.
Tina Lawson. She said, let me pop up.
Now they have Miss Tina on there. I said, how the fuck they?
You know, they probably bought her ass for a design challenge and she's going to read these bitches.
How they afford that?
Miss Tina probably did it for free.
No, she didn't. She know RuPaul or something.
Bitch, her daughter's Beyonce. She don't even need coin. Okay.
She said, bitch, you gonna get me at the house. You better lay the coin down.
She said, I'm just here to have fun.
The fact they have Miss Tina on, I said, that doesn't get Miss Tina on there because that's the closest they're gonna get to Beyonce.
Right. That is shade Sade because they said
he didn't look at Beyonce all day.
They probably asked Beyonce and she said, Mom, will you fill in for me?
Please, say anything. Beyonce said, girl, don't ever contact me about no shit like that. Beyonce ain't got no damn. Beyonce got PR. She got a publicist or something. She don't need it. She said, don't ask me for nothing. I ain't going.
I honestly, like, how do you even, like, how would one even ever get in? Beyonce is one of those people you just can't get in contact with.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, so there was no inquiry. There was none. Mm-mm.
It doesn't even matter who you are.
Nope.
She's just one of the, there's a lot of people that are like that. I mean, don't get me wrong, but like, she is just one of those people that are just unobtainable in terms of contact.
There was somebody else too, and I can't remember. There was a third person, I think, but I don't remember who it was. I don't remember. Cause I was so dumbfounded at first. I had Missy. I said, how the fuck did I get Missy on here? And then I saw Charlie XCX and I blacked out. So I don't know.
She said, I fainted, bitch.
I didn't know what would happen after that.
I am, all in all, moral of the story is this is going to be a grot season. Yes. It's going to, I'm living.
I had
living... a grot
sim when I was different. I had lots of Abby Makeup on my face. You know that Vine era one.
Yeah. Yes, that is throwback.
That's a deep cut.
But yeah, it's going to be, I think it's going to be a great season. I really do.
I'm excited.
And I'm going to go watch the fucking trailer again, just because.
I'm excited.
I'm excited to see the fucking budget, bitch, with Paramount Plus. That's another thing I'm excited to see. I'm excited to see production. I'm excited. Yes, I forgot to even talk about that. I'm excited to see the difference. So we've seen it on Logo. Mm-hmm. We've seen it on VH1. Mm-hmm. We've seen it on BBC. We've seen it on the Australian networks and other things. I'm excited to see what Paramount gives us. It's probably going to be very similar because is WOW Presents working with them still? Or is it? Okay. So I don't know, but I'm excited to see what they, because this promo and shit.
Stupid. What's it?
They said, okay, we're going to give you a little budget beach to work.
That's with. It. So yes, girls. Oh. We're very, very excited. We're going to be here all season, girl. Come back every week for our thoughts. Let us know your thoughts.
Yes.
You can email us at workthepod@gmail.com. Also follow us on our Instagram page, which is Work the Podcast. And our personal Instagram pages will be listed in the description of this episode. Brenda's making weird faces. Please subscribe wherever you are listening to be able to be notified when we post. And leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It helps more people find our show. Brendan, anything else?
No, that's it. As always, everybody, thank you for listening. You know, we appreciate it. I'll say it once, I'll say it again. So hit the follow button on our Instagram page, Work the Podcast, because that's the easiest way to just interact and talk with us and DM us and swipe ups on our story. No, I'm just kidding. But for real, we don't got that. We ain't there yet. But definitely hit us with a follow and interact with us on our Instagram page, because we are always checking it and we would love to chat with y'all. So.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye.